This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. I'm talking about procrastination this week, that deadly bad habit which can destroy our productivity and steal our joy, and it can wreck relationships. Chuck Swindoll has said, the habit of always putting off an experience until you can afford it, or until the time is right, or until you know how to do it, is one of the great burglars of joy. Be deliberate, but once you've made up your mind, jump in. Once you've made up your mind, jump in. I love that thought because I've always thought of myself as jumping into the deep end of the pool and then realizing I need to take swimming lessons. And while that would not be a good literal advice for learning to swim, it is good advice for moving ahead to do what you know God's called you to do. If you're waiting to feel like you know exactly what you're doing, or until you have lots of money in the bank, or until all your stars are aligned, then what you're really doing is procrastinating. And most likely, that's because you're frightened. Fear of failure or fear of looking ridiculous can truly rob you of the joy of doing what God's called you to do. Now, for sure, you need to be deliberate. That means a lot of prayer, good advice from trusted people, doing your homework, your due diligence. But many people never get beyond the planning and talking stage because they're afraid to jump in. God calls us to do what only He can do through us. The good works that God has planned for you to do, according to Ephesians 2:10, will take you out of your comfort zone and put you in over your head. Why? Because God wants you to trust Him, to walk by faith, not by sight, and to always be aware that it is God's work, not yours. God gets all the glory and the credit because He does through you what you could never do without His Spirit and His power. So don't miss the great excitement and the joy that comes when you jump in and say, by God's grace, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Don't put off until tomorrow the joy and satisfaction that could be yours today as you refuse to procrastinate any longer and you move forward to the good things God has for you to do. It's exciting when you're living in the good works that God put you here to do. I hope if procrastination has been a problem for you, that the thoughts from this week will be helpful. You can share them with others as well. You'll find them all at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. And that's where you'll learn more about all the resources we have to offer. So I invite you to stop by at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Have a great weekend.